Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You know, folks, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And my family, I have an experience with a member of my family with breast cancer going back almost 30 years. And when I started doing the show back in 97, one of the things I noticed before long, after a few years, was that you know, we had half of our Brain Trust members were women. I was very, very proud of that. We didn't plan that. It just kind of happened. And so we were very proud of that. And then one day I was talking, you know, Joan Pride was going to be on the show. And she had been with me as a Brain Trust member for only a year or so. And then I won't go into all the details, but discovered that she had just found out that she had breast cancer, and then she subsequently went through the treatment, and then Judith Glazer, who's been a member of the Brain Trust for a long time, same thing. Paula Lovell, same story. Lois Geller, same story. And these four ladies are here with me today, as they have been for the last few years now, as we've been doing breast cancer awareness programming. And so I'd like to bring them in. We're going to bring them in one at a time, let them talk a little bit about their experience. And Joan, you've been with us the longest. Joan Pride, welcome back.
That's right. Thank you, Jim. Yes, I was diagnosed in 2000, had chemo and radiation, and I'm here to tell about it, which is nice to think about that.
I'll never forget that morning, Joan, when we called
you. Well, I found out I got my diagnosis moments before I was supposed to go on the show.
Yeah. And I'll forget that. And, you know, you and of course I said, you know, go take care of yourself, and we worked it out. But
right.
How long was your treatment? Did your treatment last a year and a half? Or so?
It was several months,
yeah.
And that was the chemo, and then radiation was another 6 weeks on top of that.
Right, and
after a lumpectomy, I did not have a mastectomy.
You had a lump.
I had a lumpectomy.
You had
yes.
a lumpectomy.
And I had said to the breast surgeon, go ahead and do the mastectomy if it'll save my life. And he
right.
said, no, in your case, a lumpectomy is just as effective, and that's something, you know, that women should know, that may be an option depending on what kind of cancer they have.
The woman in my life who had breast cancer, that's what she did, and that was almost 30 years ago.
Wow.
So Joan, we're glad you're here. Thank you for being.
Thank you.
We're glad,
glad
you're
to
here.
Be here.
You are here, and
right.
10 years, folks, a great breast cancer survivor story. Judith Glazer, you were sitting in the doctor's office, if I remember correctly, either getting the news or being screened or something on September the 11th, 2001. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely, exactly the same time that the World Trade Center was being
you
attacked.
You were in the doctor's office. Were you getting the news at that time?
Yeah, the telephones were down a lot, and so my pathology report was coming over the line. Time. And the first page, the doctor said, well, it's 9.94 centimeters. That's not so bad. So maybe you don't even need radiation and chemo. Then the next page came in and he said, the pathology doesn't look so good. Looks like you're going to have radiation and that'll be 33 days long. And then the next page came in and he said, you know, I hate to tell you this, but it looks like you're going to have strong chemo. And next thing I know, we discovered that I had cancer in my bones as well because I was on a very
wow.
special research project. So it was aggressive, and it was potentially going through my system. So
at that moment, what did you think?
Oh, my God. Well, the weird thing is, you know, the balance of things in the world, I saw what was going on outside. I could see the smoke from my doctor's office window. I could watch what was happening
wow.
and realizing, you know, like my thing is so small compared to what was going on in the world, and it really shifted my whole perspective, frankly.
Wow. I mean, imagine getting this life-changing, life-threatening news at a time, at the moment that you wondered if everybody's life was in danger.
That's right. It's really incredible. I walked home 30 blocks because the taxis weren't available.
You walked home 30 blocks
yeah,
with
to tell
this
my
news.
Husband. Yeah.
Wow, that's a tough one to bear. But it's been 9 years now, right?
It's been 9 years. I've had my ovaries taken out as a result of this because that's the
prophylactically.
Prediction. Yeah, prophylactically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just in anticipation. You know, I've known women who had asymmetrical breast cancer, and they went ahead and did the treatment on both sides. Whatever they did on both sides. The other one prophylactically, just in anticipation.
It's a little thing to save a life.
And yeah.
A lot of people get breast cancer, and then it goes to your ovaries. So
we haven't heard from Lois Geller or Paula Lovell yet because we've got so much to do. But I wanted to go through their, let the ladies go through their stories. And Joan, Judy, Lois, Paula, I know all of you want to say to people who may have to dial away right now, get screened. The information is critical to saving your life. There's so many things they can do today, ladies and gentlemen, with your, and guys, get your lady screened. Tell your wives, tell your spouses, whatever the relationship, tell them, take them to get screened. Tony Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.